Umar Saidu Tumada is general manager of Freedom Radio in Kano, northern Nigeria, an area which has seen its fair share of conflict recently. I caught up with Umar in Abuja and asked him how his radio has addressed the violence.
We woke up suddenly after the announcement of the results of the presidential elections, and Kano was on fire. And we invited politicians, religious leaders, community leaders to a round table to try to find out what is actually the problem that is causing this crisis. And some of the reasons they brought forward on the radio was, number one, there seems to be injustice because there's a lot of poverty. While the political office holders were flamboyantly, flagrantly displaying wealth, and the youth who had no access to employment were angry. Number two, we found that the elders are not engaging the youths or even the common men. And the program advised that the leaders should engage others. There should be some kind of effort by those who are rich to support those who are not. And I'm happy to say that it has resulted in some of the leaders initiating certain programs that would help the less privileged members of the society. I knew of one of the prominent leaders who has now stepped forward to organize communal project within the community that he lives, and that has somehow eased the tension.
So this was a direct result of the radio program?
Yes. Number two is in January 2012, when the petroleum subsidy was removed, the trade unions led, we can call, a revolt. They called for strike action, for demonstrations, and while that was going on, we observed that some politicians were trying to turn the whole issue into a religious and ethnic one. And we moved very fast. We invited all stakeholders in the petroleum issue, including the petrol marketers, major marketers, independent marketers, and government. And we towed the discussion back to the line of withdrawal of petroleum subsidy. And those who were trying to turn it into a communal thing failed. And that encouraged the Muslims at that time to organize themselves and provide security to Christians while they were doing their service in the churches. And there was no attack whatsoever. And in return, on Friday, when the Muslims were praying and the demonstrations were continuing, the Christians also did a barricade to protect the Muslims who were praying in the Friday. That was the first thing that has ever happened in a society like Kano.
That was Umar Saidu Tomada. For Radio for Peacebuilding, I'm Francis Rolt.